This year, Seattle becomes the first city in America to fine you if you don't separate your garbage correctly, theoretically at least. The new law took effect on January 1st, and it makes it illegal to dump food waste into trash cans. The law is supposed to help Seattle keep more waste out of landfills. But KUOW's Amy Radel reports getting the public to comply with the rules can be an uphill battle.
Rodney Watkins just found an entire red velvet cake in someone's trash bin in the Maple Leaf neighborhood, and he's very disappointed.
Right now, I'm tagging probably every fifth can, it seems like, today. And I don't know if that's just because of the holidays or the fact that I'm actually paying a lot more attention.
Watkins is a lead driver for Recology Cleanscapes, one of Seattle's waste contractors. As of January 1st, he's been leaving a bright red tag on every garbage can that has a significant amount of food or recycling inside. It's like Seattle's version of the Scarlet Letter.
Put that bad boy right there. It's going to be bright and shiny. I'm sure a lot of the neighbors are going to see these on their other neighbors' cans.
The new law is meant to help Seattle increase its recycling and composting rate to 60% of all its waste. The city is currently 4 points below that. Watkins doesn't have to comb through the trash. The forbidden items are plain to see.
You don't have to open it up. You can see all the oranges and the coffee grounds, and all that makes great compost. You know, you can put that in the compost bin and buy it back next year in a bag and put it back in your garden.
Seattle Public Utilities estimates that every family throws away 400 pounds of food each year. The new law is meant to prompt people to waste less and to make sure food is composted if it is thrown away. The red tags are the public education campaign. In July, the city will start fining people. Single households will pay $1, but apartments, condos, and commercial buildings can be fined $50, which has apartment and condominium dwellers a little nervous.
In the recycling, I found dirty rags with oil on them and just really messy pieces of plastic that were wet.
That's Jim Ward. He owns a condo in a large building in Laurelhurst. It's home to people from many different countries who may not be familiar with Seattle's rules. So Ward took the opportunity to do some outreach.
I ended up actually taking those things and putting them on the main counter in the lobby of the condominium. And I just wrote a note to everyone and I said, are these things recyclable? So then I think that got the ball rolling and people started talking about what's the best way to convey these rules to everybody. And it's not easy.
Seattle's push for more recycling comes as the state's overall recycling rate has gone down slightly. The Washington Department of Ecology says in 2013, the recycling rate slipped from 50 to 49%, still among the highest in the nation. Brett Stav is a spokesman for Seattle Public Utilities. He says the culprit is more construction.
And the state's and the city's recycling programs for construction materials isn't as robust as it is for homeowners. So when you're doing a lot of building, a lot of manufacturing, and the economy starts taking off, sometimes the percentage of recyclables in the waste stream lowers rather than increases.
Brian Neville is a developer and general contractor in Seattle. He says typically the cheapest option is to hire a hauler to take everything away. He's tried sorting materials into bins at the construction site.
It's incredibly difficult to get people to use those bins properly. So to do like on-site sorting essentially requires that you're just totally committed to doing it, which means either you pay one person to go through and physically sort that stuff on-site, or you go and you do it yourself.
Neville says he often sells off appliances and anything else that can be reused, and if there were more cost-effective options, he'd recycle more materials.
I would do that. Unless the cost is, you know, five times what it costs to have somebody come just kind of haul it away.
Neville says haulers typically take construction waste to facilities where people pluck salvageable materials off a conveyor belt. In contrast, consumer recycling has gone high tech with machines to separate paper, glass, and plastic. In July, Seattle will also start issuing fines for too much recycling mixed in the trash. That's been illegal for several years, but haulers had been just leaving the garbage on the curb when that happened. So you could get a red tag for that infraction, too. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.